Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. President Drupadi Murmu gives assent to five important bills passed by the parliament. Among these bills, Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill aims to encourage e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and related financial transactions. This act also has the provision for the appointment of an online gaming authority for coordinated policy support, strategic development and regulatory oversight of the sector. Wakha District has secured the fourth position at the national level and the first position at the state level in the recently concluded Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana PM-MVY enrollment drive conducted across the country from July 15 to August 15, 2025. District Coordinator of District Hub for Empowerment of Women, Dr. Wonjano E. Enyi, informed that PM-MVY is a conditional maternity benefit program of the Government of India implemented by the Ministry of Women and Child Development under Mission Shakti.
To enroll, 40 eligible beneficiaries was given to Wakha District. Wakha was able to enroll 203 beneficiaries, which is about 511% of the target given to the district. The state has acknowledged us the achievement of Wakha District by giving us an outstanding performance certificate to the district. This acknowledgement was given by the Department of Social Welfare, Kohima, acknowledging the effort that was given by the different stakeholders and acknowledging our achievement.
The alternative route between Pesama and Kisama Kigwema via Rhododendron Resort will remain closed for a period of 10 hours starting tomorrow. The closure is due to repair and maintenance work being undertaken by the PWD Roads and Bridges Kohima South Division. The Deputy Commissioner of Kohima has informed that this section of the road will be closed to all form of traffic from 7 p.m. tomorrow until 5 a.m. on Monday. Commuters are advised to use other alternative routes during this period. A total of 68 nominations filed by 46 candidates have been received for the upcoming vice presidential election. Out of these, 28 nomination papers filed by 19 candidates were rejected. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India is building a robust defence ecosystem by promoting innovation and technology development and creating a suitable growth environment for domestic companies. He said the country is marching towards the direction of building fifth-generation fighter aircraft and manufacturing the aircraft's engine. He said engine manufacturing is going to start in the country with a French company, Safran. Speaking during an event in New Delhi yesterday, the Defence Minister said the government has approved a new order with HAL to manufacture 97 Tejas fighter planes with a cost of 66,000 crore rupees. Mr. Singh invited all foreign companies and investors to come and invest in the country's vibrant defense manufacturing ecosystem.
HAL ko kareeb 66,000 crore rupees ki lagat se 97 Tejas fighter planes banane ka naya order de diya hai. Aur iske pehle bhi HAL ko 48,000 crore rupees ki lagat se 83 aircraft banane ka ऑर्डर दिया गया था। हमारा तेजस एयरक्राफ्ट भारत की इंडिजिनस डिफेंस कैपेबिलिटीज का शानदार उदाहरण बनने वाला है, यह मैं विश्वास के साथ कह सकता हूँ।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Japan from 29 to 30th of this month to participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. This will be Prime Minister Modi's eighth visit to Japan and the first summit with Prime Minister of Japan Shigeru Ishiba. During the visit, the two Prime Ministers will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense, security, trade and economy, technology and innovation. In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will travel to China from 31st August to 1st September 2025 to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi is expected to hold bilateral meetings with several leaders attending the summit. And the Assam Rifles organized a tree plantation drive with the students at Henning Kungla in Paran District yesterday. In a press release, the Assam Rifles said the initiative was taken to increase awareness about the rising global warming and importance of green environment in our lives. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.